everybody, on the alert, here goes.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
So much dirt.
On My Talk, My Talk.
Well, this is gonna be juicy.
Georgia fashion designer Michael Knight, who was a finalist on Project Runway in 2006, has passed away. Alexis, did you watch it during this time?
I did. I've watched every season, and he also came back for an All-Stars season as well. Beautiful fashion. I mean, he is a great designer. He had such a great attitude, very ambitious and fun. I was sad to see this because it's only 39, right?
Yeah, and there's no official cause of death, but he has talked about in the past that he has irritable bowel syndrome, a pretty extreme case. So he suffered from chronic abdominal pain and fatigue, and, you know, that's a serious situation there. So if that's the case, bless his heart. Michael Knight, 39 years old.
Oh, so sad. So young.
Yes. And also in fashion, Katy Perry is really lifting up this woman who she saw at her tour in Louisville. So she sees this girl in the audience who has on this beautiful outfit that has the logo from her tour on it. It was hand beaded, and she pulled her aside and has really highlighted her, did a video. Her name is Samantha Bolton, and now she's getting a lot of offers. It's beautiful. It has a big eye on it. You can go to my Twitter, Dawn at Dark, and see the pictures right now. But she has a 9-to-5 job right now, but it looks like she's getting so many offers from people wanting her to make this exact dress for them that she might just have to do designing full time.
Oh, wow.
And that's the power of celebrity. If you can, reach out and lift somebody up, that's a great thing. So.
Yeah.
Yes. And now I have to talk about some depressing stuff, guys.
Uh-oh.
Okay, it's all about Harvey Weinstein still. We have a lot of other celebrities coming out saying that they were either, the Me Too hashtag has really been a trend this week. Reese Witherspoon saying that she was sexually assaulted when she was 16. Jennifer Lawrence describing a situation where she had to do a nude lineup with other girls, and they told her to lose 15 pounds. It's just disgusting.
Oh,
Lena Headley has come out from Game of Thrones, and she had to refuse Harvey Weinstein twice. Molly Ringwald, she had sexual harassment. It's just so sad to see. And it's like they're preying on girls. Molly Ringwald, it happened when she was 13.
It's nuts.
It's like they're all just waiting for the new crop.
One of my favorite movies that Weinstein did under the Miramax title was called Beautiful Girls. And the screenwriter for that movie, 1996, came out and said, oh, please. Everybody knew he was a scumbag.
Yeah. Yes, I read that yesterday as well. Kevin Smith, this has really hit him hard. He just announced he's donating all of his future residuals from his Weinstein-produced movies to a nonprofit called Women in Film.
Nice. He's a good
guy. For the rest of his life. So that is great to hear.
I already liked him before, and now. And he did a lot of movies under that banner.
Oh,
so
yeah.
that's a lot of money heading to charity.
Yes. Now, if you want to, this is just a change of pace here to end this. Elvis Presley had a Smith & Wesson revolver. It's on sale for $95,000. You guys interested?
I'll buy it.
It's up on auction, sure.
Ooh,
whatever.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Graceland want this? Why wouldn't the museum want it?
I'm not sure. I mean, they should just, Or are they selling it? Are they?
I don't know.
All right. Well, and that's the latest dirt. You can find more on our website, mytalk1071.com.
That's a lot of dirt.
Dirt alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
I gotta go. I'll be back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
You're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention.
Kicking off our 6 o'clock hour. Good morning, everybody. Coming up on 6:06, Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Rise and shine, and don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there.
That's right. Not cold yet, but...
It's kind of crisp.
Is it?
Layer.
Yeah. One layer.
It's going to be 75 today.
Seriously?
Yes.
My goodness. Katie Bar the Doors. That's fantastic. Well, we have hot topics heading your way. Plus, we have Would You Rather. We haven't done that in a while. We'll end the hour with that. Mm-hmm. And birthday pranks coming up in the 7. And then do we have more Yanni to give away today?
Yeah. Didn't put it on the grid here.
No,
sorry,
we have
about
more
that.
Yanni today
Yanni.
To give away. So that's coming up to Yanni. You and Yanni and a piano. So
it's intimate. It's actually going to be really fun.
Yeah. I've never seen him in person or like in a performance, so I should maybe go see him.
Now's your opportunity, Jace.
No, that was it. Yeah, me, Yanni, and a piano. Mm-hmm. Let's get to it. We have 45 minutes of Hot Topics cooking in the oven right now. Mm-hmm. Let's pull it out.
And now.
That sounded very dirty. I'm very sorry.
And now. 45 minutes of nonstop Hot Topics.
I'll kick this off. Now, before I go Nutter Butters on a ridiculous backlash, none of us watched this, but we should acknowledge it because Entertainment Weekly, it's the number one thing on their website right now. I guess people are losing their mind over a twist on last night's This Is Us. Now, ooh, don't worry.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
We're not going to spoil it, but I will just say this. It has to do with Chrissy Metz's character. What's her name?
Kate.
Lex, because Lex watches it for our show, and I don't watch the show. Dawn, you don't watch the This Is Us, do you?
You know what? It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
But I do recognize that it is good writing.
Yeah.
It's a good show. I see
good
why people like
good
it.
Good acting, yeah. Mm-hmm. So something big happened yesterday.
Oh, I need to catch up. Guys, there's so much TV.
How far are you behind?
Yesterday with Mindhunter, I had 5 episodes to watch, and then I watched the Lady Gaga documentary. So all of a sudden I thought, I missed This Is Us, but I'm also a week behind because of Project Down and Dirty. So.
And you were in Iceland when everything came out.
That too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you are behind the Magic 8-Ball.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a surprise waiting for you on this week's episode. So we had that.
All right.
And then one more little TV note, another show that we don't watch or Alexis doesn't have time for anymore. We have to abandon ship sometimes.
Yeah, and we never get to it. So I'm just like,
And then The Voice. And so the only reason I'm bringing it up, because we don't ever get to it, because the show lasts for 47 weeks, is the fact that Ezra made it through again. So I want to acknowledge that.
Because
local guy Ezra made it through yet another round. Right. So he goes to what they call, Lex, I don't know what these are, the knockout round?
Yes.
What the hell's that?
Yeah, that's a battle round.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So they battle with other teams at this point, and then they battle within their own team. Yeah, this is the part where... Yeah, they basically have a sing-off.
Oh, got it. Okay.
People go home.
Okay, got it. Okay, so now let me tell you about a backlash that's just driving me crazy. Just absolutely driving me nuts. Yeah. And that is the backlash over the announcement of what the Han Solo movie is going to be called.
Oh, yeah. What's the beef? Why?
I am without words because I can imagine. I bet Kathleen Kennedy, who runs Lucasfilm, I bet Kathleen Kennedy and Ron Howard had the exact same reaction that I had, which is, y'all are getting upset about this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. The movie is called Solo.
Yeah.
It's called Solo.
Yeah, for Han Solo.
For Han Solo!
Yeah.
So
that makes sense. It's not a Solo cup.
Thank you, Alexis. So here is the cute little Instagram video that Opie Cunningham, director Ron Howard, put out yesterday, which I thought was really cute.
It was.
Did you see it, Alex?
Yes, I did.
This is really cute. Now, you're not going to...
There's
no words at the end. Well, no, at the end.
Yeah.
He turns around a piece of board that has the logo on it.
Yeah.
But up until then, it's cute. Take a listen to this.
Hi. Well, as we wrap up production, I just want to take this moment to thank an incredibly talented cast and crew for all their hard work. And to the fans out there, I hope you've enjoyed the pictures that I've been sharing, pictures that I've taken from the set of... Can we even say the name of the movie?
Chewbacca hands it to him. And he turns it around, and it says, Solo.
I'll see you next year.
Yay!
No, it's cute.
Adorable.
No, this is my... And people are just like, it's lame. There's a guy that writes for therap.com, and I love therap.com, and obviously he has a right to in his opinion, but he's like, okay, I've officially given up on Star Wars.
Well, what does he want?
Well, I thought to myself, look, I'm a Star Wars nut. I don't know what these with the Uber fanboys, the Shishi fanboys want. Because if they think about the character and they think about what he was referred to, Jabba the Hutt called him Solo, Guido's called him Solo. That was his nickname. It's like when people, dudes do that all the time. They use each other's last names, like Matheson, get over here. You know what I mean? It fits to me. I think it's perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
I think What's wrong with it?
Because the minute I heard the title, mm-hmm. I did think of Jabba the Hutt going solo. You know
right.
what I mean? And then Darth Vader, when he was putting him into the pit in Empire Strikes Back to mm-hmm. freeze him in carbonite, he's like, put Captain Solo in the...
Right?
It's Solo! That's what he is!
Oh, people were like putting up gifs of like Solo cups and just like, yeah. This
well,
is stupid.
Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, the outrage continues. And then
our outrage over the outrage.
Thank you, Alexis. Outrage. It should be a new segment, Lex. The outrage over
the
outrage.
Yes, I love it.
Let's Dawn request that from Rocco. Okay. It's time for the outrage over the outrage.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. What you just made me do, look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys.
Taylor. I have a song for you, Taylor.
I don't care what they may think of me.
Coming up on 6:18, Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex. Country superstar Dawn McClain, thank you for being here. We continue with...
You're the best. You have to admit, though, that is an earworm, Jace.
It kind of is.
Sometimes
yeah, I guess.
Look what you made me do.
Do you do that?
I've already turned it off, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, you have good.
I just knew.
I can't yet.
Wouldn't be able to stand
no,
it.
No.
Yeah.
Welcome back to what we call a Marushka doll, a Russian nesting doll. That's a segment with inside a segment. It is Hot Topics, Hot Topics. But then inside the Hot Topics, you open that up, and it's our new segment, Outrage over the Outrage. So we're talking about the outrage, the ridiculous outrage over the fanboys, certain fanboys freaking out over the title for the new Han Solo movie, which is called Solo, which is cool. It's cool because that's what they call him. That's what characters call him.
Yes.
And I don't get this.
Solo, a Star Wars story.
It's cool.
That's nice.
It's nice. Again, that's what people sometimes call them.
They should pair up with Solo Cup, the Solo Cup, Red Cup, and wrap that in a Solo Cup.
Yeah, like the jokes I don't mind, but it's people that are like, oh, that's so lame. It's like, what did you want them to call it?
Exactly. Now, did the people who said it was lame give any other suggestions?
No. See, that's the problem.
Okay.
See. What do you want them to call it? Chewbacca's friend?
Hans.
You know, Hans.
Hanso.
But, and then the people that automatically, and I was having a conversation with Holly Roberts about this, and the fanboy film boys that don't like Ron Howard directing this, or don't like J.J. Abrams, because, you know, they're too mainstream. And I got to tell you, look, I've seen enough movies. I studied film history. And yes, I like mainstream stuff. But as a Star Wars fan, I'm sorry. I want to see what a Ron Howard Star Wars movie looks like. I do.
Yes.
I just recently went back and watched Apollo 13. Oh, my goodness. Arby's Good Mood Food is that a good movie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is just...
It's got the action. It's got heart.
Thank
it's
you,
got
Lex.
Love.
Yes, it has all of that. It has space, Lex. It has space.
Chemistry.
Acting. Special effects. And he is an incredible storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Howard is... he did Cocoon, for the love of Pete.
Oh.
But I don't get the immediate exclusion,
yeah,
just because a director happens to be a bit more mainstream than you like.
It's just something to say.
It's something to complain about. And look, I would like young directors to get their hands on the Star Wars franchise. We have plenty of time. I'm sure they're going to. But anyway, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
And what
I'm
about
done.
The Da Vinci Code?
Well, I mean,
and Angels and Demons.
Oh, a couple of those were a misstep, but
I enjoy those films and I enjoy the books a lot too.
I know.
That was a great transition.
Now, Lex, let's do this here because you and I are going to go off for a while on Mindhunter.
Mm-hmm.
So I would prefer right now. Would you mind? You watched the Gaga documentary last night?
Yeah,
I've already seen it. What were your takeaways? It's on Netflix, everybody.
Yes, 5'2". And I watched that after binging Mindhunter, thinking, oh, this will be a good little palate cleanser.
Oh, no.
But I found myself crying more during Lady Gaga's documentary. First of all, it's beautifully shot. There's some really cool angles and different things that, you know, it's very colorful. And you can see just how hard she works. I did. That was a big takeaway. And how she's really invested and how intense she is. And that intensity also led to some conversations about being lonely. That she's always around people and they're talking at her and they're always with her. But when she goes home, she's just sad and alone. And this is also on the cusp of the breakup with Taylor. So she doesn't really get into the details of that. But you do see that he does send her flowers and that she is going through a hard time and looking to date someone and trying to find someone, being Lady Gaga. That can be difficult. And
yeah,
I never really thought about that before. This. I don't know why, but it just was like, wow, that must be hard for someone like Lady Gaga to date. And then the biggest takeaway for me was something that her grandmother told her, because her this is right when Joanne was being released, and she was doing a lot of press for that. But right before, she had the record on her phone, and she played it for her grandmother, who, of course, Joanne was her aunt, mm-hmm, who died at 19 of lupus and painful. Just for so many reasons. But she played the song for her grandma, and she starts bawling while she's playing the song. And she asked her, you know, did I get it right? And grandma said yes. And as they're saying goodbye, they hug, and grandma says, don't get too maudlin about this. You know, it's been 40 years, and she's in a better place, and I'm in a better place, and I also want you to have fun. And Lady Gaga even mentioned that too when she was watching some of her other performances. She said, I was watching it, I just want to have more fun.
Yeah.
And I hope that that's what's happening in Lady Gaga's life now, post-documentary. But when her grandma said, you're kind of maudlin, I mean, that was my takeaway from all of this. She is pretty maudlin. You know, she... all of this great stuff is happening, but she's in a lot of pain. I didn't realize that either. And then just feeling just embarrassed by it and some shame. I'm glad that she kept that in the documentary because that's real and what she was going through.
Yeah, she had a hip injury.
Yeah.
And there's a couple sequences that you see her in immense pain, and she's getting, you know, a therapeutic massage, and she's bawling. I mean, just absolute. And my worry, and I wondered if you felt this way going into it and how you felt on the other side. I told Dawn when we discussed this while you were in Iceland, I said I was worried that it was going to be too processed and this documentary was going to be too managed and too much of a perfect portrait and not raw enough, like not showing, you know, some of the nitty gritty details.
Yeah, like Mariah Carey's document,
yes,
like her whole
so managed
reality show. Yeah,
that it's not really. I want to see some breakdowns. I want to see Lady Gaga, and excuse my French, but I want to see her losing her crap and maybe being kind of a biatch once and snapping at people, because that's real. I mean, that's the pressure. It's a pressure cooker that she's living in, and it's not always a pretty picture. I walked away. I don't know about you, but on that, I walked away. I was satisfied. I thought it wasn't an overly glittery picture of her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Did you? Okay.
Oh, yes. In that context, yes. I think I also didn't realize how sentimental she was and just how emotional. And that really came through the screen because I was feeling it, too. I was crying along with her.
Yeah. So go watch it now. It's on Netflix, like everything else.
Yeah, that's kind of true, isn't it, Jace?
Yeah. Speaking of Netflix, when we come back, Alexis barely slept last night because she was just enthralled with the same show I was. We were doing the same thing on opposite sides of the metro, watching Mindhunter. We'll discuss when we come back.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Well, for starters, you have to purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Entertainment.
This is going viral in a big way.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
What's this? What's the latest?
Topping Google Trends in entertainment, we just talked about this. The Han Solo Star Wars spinoff finally has a title, Solo, a Star Wars Story. People are either loving or hating that on the internet. We also have Prince William and Kate Middleton. They're having a spring baby. They announced that the baby will be due in April. And Kate Middleton has been battling severe pregnancy sickness in the past month, but she stepped out for the first time last week with a hint of a baby bump. We also have Demi Lovato's documentary on YouTube trending. It's called Simply Complicated. She goes into her relationship with Wilmer Valderrama, their breakup, and also her addiction and the first time she did cocaine. So check that out on YouTube. And then on Twitter, we have the hashtags I Can Do Better By and Wednesday Wisdom. You can find all the latest trends on our social media and mytalk1071.com.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com.
Though we didn't end this so good, but you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Doesn't have to.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Wednesday, October 18th. Can't believe it.
Wow.
Getting to the end of October.
Yeah.
Craziness. Craziness. Whew. Halloween's going to be here, and then Christmas, and those Starbucks holiday cups.
Yeah. Ides of March.
Ides of March. Yeah. Let's continue with 45 minutes of Hot Topics. So I mentioned that Lex and I were basically watching the same show across different parts of the metro, and that show is Mindhunter on Netflix. And this is executive produced by both Charlize Theron and David Fincher. David Fincher's name should be familiar to you. He did a little movie called Seven and Zodiac, among others. And it takes place in 1977 at the beginning of a big turn. At the beginning of a big turn for the FBI when they started doing kind of psychological and behavioral profiles of serial killers. Well, and you learn before this era, the term serial killer wasn't even a term. So it's really at the beginning of this era of these mass kind of killings at the hands of one individual, and the fact that the FBI really didn't mine the minds of these monsters to get a psychological profile to help them in other cases. That's really the crux of the show. And Jonathan Groff is in it from Spring Awakening and Hamilton and Glee. He plays one of the special agents who in real life wrote a book that this show is based on. He is an FBI profiler. And he has a partner, and there's this special unit that's developed. Well, I finished it last night, all 10 episodes. Lex, you finished it. You had a loftier haul. You had, like, what, 5 episodes to get through?
I did.
So you're at the end of it. You're done. Your thoughts. What did you think?
I love this show. I love the psychology of it and thinking of the process of we need to try to find patterns. how do we go about this? Because serial killers, even though they're doing horrific things, they're really smart. I mean, many have gotten away with this for decades and decades. So, figure out, you know, are they lying? What are they trying to do? What's the game here? And it is really a game. In the end, the last episode.
I know what you're talking about.
Right? It sets up for a great season, too. That's another thing, too. Where do you go from there?
Yeah. There's a scene, everybody. I'm very excited for all of you to get to this final episode. It builds. The whole season kind of builds for one particular character. It builds to this moment. And the moment happens right after a kind of a confrontation or a meeting with one of the serial killers. Ooh. And the actor that plays that killer.
Oh, it's haunting.
He is amazing. Whew. Like, I kept thinking of that. I'm like, I really hope they nominate him for an Emmy next year because he is phenomenal. Jonathan Groff is really good. Yeah. I love him. It's just so well. It's beautifully shot. It's haunting. Here's a little bit. I mentioned that serial killer. You're going to hear him at the beginning. I've played this clip before, but just in case you haven't been listening, here's a little bit. The first voice you're going to hear is one of the serial killers being interviewed by Jonathan Groff.
It's not easy butchering people. It's hard work. Physically and mentally, I don't think people realize you need to vent.
You know, there's a lot more like me.
Do you think so?
40 years. Oh, and there are. And there are. But the last few episodes, because I only had, I think, three to get through.
Okay.
Last night, two or three. Oh, and I was so sad. This is how I always get at the end of a Netflix show. I was so sad. I'm like, ugh, now we have to wait.
It's true. We're so impatient.
No. I know.
See, I can't even. I feel like I can't even watch shows now. Just normally, I got out of watching. I binged 8 seasons of Real Housewives of Atlanta when I first moved here last year.
Yeah,
and then when it got to the show being on weekly, I was like, I'm gonna wait until it's released on Hulu.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm watching now because I am too impatient to wait a week. I forget. I'm like, what happened last week? It all blends together. So that's what I'm watching.
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense that we're in a binge nation right now.
So what is, I see that you have down here, binge racers. What is that?
I had never heard of this term until yesterday, and Netflix wants to make this something. So a binge racing, or when you binge race something, you watch a complete season in 24 hours or less.
Okay.
That might take others weeks, months to complete.
Oh, that's me.
And not only that, they go to the next level.
Yeah.
Binge racers take serious pride in being the first to finish a new season. They wear it as a badge of honor and brag about it among friends and family.
Okay.
Yep.
And I guess we do that too, don't we?
I do. Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
Yes.
Now, here's another fun fact I learned from this. What do you think is the number one binge raced show on Netflix right now?
I don't know.
That their fans have watched within 24 hours.
Ooh. Hmm. I don't know. I thought Making a Murderer, but that's not now.
I don't know. What
guess.
Is it, Lex?
Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Whoa.
That's the top binge raced show on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it doesn't entirely surprise me.
Oh, yeah.
Because that fan base is so loyal and true.
They are. They're like golden retrievers.
Yes.
some other on the list too of the top binge raced shows, Fuller House.
Ew. I'm sorry. Oh,
Marvel's The Defenders.
Okay.
The Seven Deadly Sins. Those are the other top shows.
Okay.
I'm surprised at Stranger Things. And
oh, yeah.
Because I know I binged that one in no time.
That comes out October 27th.
Oh,
the
it
new
does.
One.
Ooh, that's, that's in 9 days, guys. We're in single digits.
I will.
Or Orange is the New Black. I know I binged that. Oh, Glow. That's on Netflix, right? I binged that in 24 hours.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I love that too.
You too, Dawn. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't watch that one. That's about one. Wrestlers.
Yeah,
wrestlers.
The women of wrestling.
Okay, yeah. I didn't watch that one, but I've done it. I can't think of. I think I did the OA. I didn't do in 24 hours. Oh no, that was just like a.
Oh, the OA? Oh, yeah, no.
Let's not get into that.
Yeah. That one was a rough road.
But
didn't you have affection for him once you saw him on Star Trek Discovery? The Hap, the
Jason
doctor?
Isaacs?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Jason Isaacs. Before this, we liked him. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. Well, yeah, because I like him because he's Malfoy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's Draco's father.
Yes.
Great actor.
Yeah, he's really good. I can't figure him out on Star Trek, though. I'm sure I still can't figure out if he's inherently good or inherently bad. We're talking Star Trek Discovery.
That's the mystery.
On that note, Dawn, I forgot to tell you this morning. I got the most hysterical text message from Donnie Love yesterday. So
I told him we were trashing him on the air.
Oh, no.
If you guys missed it, my talkers. So Donnie Love took me up on my offer. I always joke about this, but I love when people actually take me up on it. I always joke that, hey, I'll give you my password for this and that and this and that.
Right.
And so he took me up on the offer to get my CBS All Access password.
Yeah.
Well, so he took it. Well, what's happening is when he uses it, he's been watching Star Trek on Sunday nights, right, when you can. And then I watch it, too. And then poor Dawn is locked out because only two people can be using that account at the same time. So yesterday, Dawn and I trashed him a little bit, having some fun with him, saying, you know, he can wait till Monday morning. He doesn't have, you know, he doesn't have a show to do early Monday.
Yeah.
So I got, where's my text message? I got a text message from Donnie Love yesterday, and he said, where is it? Right there. He said, I hereby promise as Donnie Love not to watch Star Trek on Sunday. I will wait till Monday. Ha ha. And I said, thank you very much, Donnie Love, on behalf of the morning show.
I was like, you can wait until Monday morning. I have to talk about it on the show. You wait. And he was just hysterically laughing about it.
Oh.
So Donnie Love will no longer be watching Star Trek Discovery on Sunday night. So it's such a good show, though. Dawn, have you watched yet?
I haven't. You guys, I'm really wrapped up in Real Housewives of Atlanta season 8, 9.
Oh, Dawn.
I can't watch anything else right now.
Oh, the struggle is real.
I know.
We get it.
We get it. I know.
When I'm done with that, which will be probably this weekend, I'll start watching Mindhunt. Well, I'll catch up on this week's TV.
Yeah, and then do Mindhunter. I think you'll love Mindhunter.
Yeah.
6:42. When we come back, we're going to play a little Would You Rather after these messages.
This is Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment.
Song, a little dance, a little seltzer in your pants. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Honey Roasted Peanuts. I'm Jace with Lex.
Yummy.
And Dawn McClain, country superstar, working on her debut album.
Ooh.
Out next year. Thank you for being here. What the hell time is it? Coming up on 6:48 as you make your way to the bus or to the car. Maybe you're in your car right now. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe you're on Maybe you're on 394 right now. And by the way, once again, I would like to thank the good members of law enforcement for not pulling me over yesterday. Going, and I'm not kidding, I probably was going 300 miles an hour from St. Paul back to Eden Prairie. We had some technical difficulties yesterday, so I had to drive into the station and at Hubbard and then drive back to Eden Prairie for the old talk show. I was a sweaty mess.
I was a sweaty mess, Lex.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. And I had Sheila E. on the show yesterday in person, so I probably stank. I probably smelled like a B.O., so I had some cologne on, and I'm sitting there across from the queen of percussion, and I'm like, oh.
She's the coolest, isn't she?
Let me tell you. She was awesome. I wasn't sure what to expect. You and I, we've had her on this show, you know, over the phone, and she was very sweet, very kind, very, very quiet. So I wasn't sure what to expect in person, and I had three segments with her. We did, like, basically a half hour.
Oh, wow.
20 minutes with her. So I wasn't sure what to expect, but my goodness, was she forthcoming. She had great print stories. She has a new album out. I found her to be delightful and just beautiful and cool. You would have loved the outfit she wore yesterday.
She is on that list of people I want to see their closets.
Yeah, you should see, go to the Jason Show Facebook page, Lex.
Okay.
And you can look at the screen grab. Her top, you would, not only would you love, but you would look really good in it. I think it was kind of like a, not a pullover, but it was almost like a poncho type thing. And it was gorgeous. And it had such a cool design. And what was really nice, and I always love to say these stories, these behind the scenes stories. We were done with our segments. We went to commercial and we had an audience. We put it out there that she was going to be on. So there were quite a few Sheila E. fans in the audience. And she stayed in that commercial break and took photos with everybody. So she was very, very kind with her time with the people that came to see her. So I really liked her. So you guys can, if you missed the interview.
Oh, yeah. I want that top.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, yes. She looks so pretty.
Isn't that pretty?
Yes.
Yeah. It was a gorgeous outfit. I couldn't stop staring at it. It was just awesome.
Were you thinking about that you were stinky?
Yeah, the whole time I was thinking.
He's wearing sunglasses inside, Jace. How do you feel about that?
They weren't, I could see her eyes. It's Sheila E.
Yeah.
See, I give her a pass for that because Lex knows that's a big, I hate that, but she's Sheila E. She can do whatever she wants. So yeah, anyway.
Just a little tint.
Yeah, a little tent. Just a little, add a little cool to it. A little cool. Anyway, it is coming up on 5:41. We haven't done this in a while. It's one of Alexis's favorite things that we do. We call it "Would You Rather," ladies and gentlemen. Here we. Oh, of course, I don't. There we go.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present. Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Okay, this is the game of either ors, this or that. What are you going to do? What are you going to pick? Here we go. Let's think. Oh, okay, here we go. Would you rather have no skin sensations? Or have super hypersensitive skin that feels everything 10 times more intensely.
Oh. I'd rather feel than not feel, so let's intensify it.
I've been not feeling for years, so I'm going to go with that. Just in my heart. So.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, no, honestly, I would hate that. Overstimulated sensation. I got to go with the non-feeling. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with Lex. Bring on the 10-time sensation. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Might be kind of fun.
Tickle, tickle.
Here we go. That sounded Murphy Purdy. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. Would you rather fill a large pail with beach sand using only your mouth?
Ew.
Or chew and swallow 1 pound of raw seaweed or kelp?
Oh, yeah, I'd bring on the kelp and the raw seaweed. I like that anyway.
I was just going to say, I'm sure it's in your snack pack today, Lex, that you were talking
about earlier.
It
probably is, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the idea, the texture of sand, the grittiness in my mouth multiple over and over again to fill up a pail. I mean, that's a lot of sand.
It's a lot of sand.
Up in there.
Yeah. What do you think, Doug?
No, I just want the sand up in there. I don't want,
I want
fresh
the seaweed.
But no, but it has those globules of like those pockets of the fresh seaweed that comes out of the sea.
Yeah, pockets of flavor, girl.
No.
Oh, Lex, pockets. Ugh. Never say that again.
It probably
pockets of flavor.
Probably
never,
touched
ever,
an octopus
never,
or something.
Never say that again, Lex. Pockets of flavor.
Yeah, no.
Okay, here we go. Okay, now I always try to throw in a thought provoking one. Here's a good one. Are you ready, guys? You ready,
yeah.
Ladies? You ready, ladies?
Ready,
okay, here
ready,
we go. Would you rather have your spouse find out about 3 affairs you had while engaged?
Oh my God, who has time?
Or...
Yeah, that sounds exhausting.
Or about 1 affair you had while married?
Ew.
Oh God. The thought of even having a spouse. I would say 1, personally. Because the 3, just like, you're done for. He's not going to marry you if you've already got him locked in. And maybe you can get over the 1.
They can get over the 1. And then there's 3.
Dawn, I like it. If you have him locked in like a contestant on Millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah. I like your rationale,
though. Let's go to counseling. I don't know.
Is that your final answer, Dawn?
No, I was going down that road, too.
So
1 is better than 3.
Yeah, I'm going
and
with
being
1.
Being engaged is almost as if, at least for us, felt like we were married, even though it does change when you're actually married. But
yeah
1.
1?
1 while married.
Me too. I'm going. Okay, really quick. Let's do this one real quick because we got to go here.
Yeah.
Would you rather not be able to tell time
or
not know left from right?
Time.
Oh, left from right.
Left from right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep asking people.
I think your body will naturally...
What, Lex? Finish that sentence, please,
no,
Lex.
No, to go left and right, and I just... I'd rather be more directional than really time.
Okay, Lex.
This has been Would You Rather.
We'll do more coming up a little bit later in the show. Coming up next... As David Letterman once said, hold on to your wigs and keys. We're giving away Yanni tickets.
Yeah, baby.
In the next hour. Life is better with a little bit of Yanni. We'll do that, plus birthday pranks and more, when the 7 o'clock hour begins after we pay some bills. Stay with us, everybody.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Oh, as if.
Entertainment.